We'll just get into it then. My name is Jared Sullivan, and this is my wife, Leanne. Last November, we celebrated 10 years of marriage. Thank you. It gets better. We have two children, a 7-year-old daughter, Caroline, and a 6-year-old son, Cartwright. I grew up in Oklahoma and was raised by two wonderful Christian parents who set a great example of what a husband and wife should look like. I am the third of four children and the only boy. We grew up going to church every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and any church function that happened through the week. So we were forcefully but lovingly submersed in church. I accepted Christ as an early teen and pursued him strongly until my senior year in high school, when I began to experiment with drugs, alcohol, and sex. While I maintained an image of a Christian young man with my family and church, I was living a secret life with a different set of friends. During this time, I went to college at the University of Oklahoma. Boomer. Thank you. On a scholarship and left after my first semester to pursue a life of rebellion and full-time partying. I had rebelled against my parents and, more importantly, abandoned my relationship with Christ. A year later, I decided to return to OU and finish my degree, although my partying lifestyle continued. And shortly after returning, I met a beautiful blonde girl in a bar.
Hello, I'm Leanne. I was born and raised here in Dallas. My parents were married in their young 20s and became parents to my sister and I soon after. Shortly after my birth, my parents separated and divorced. I have no memory of my parents as a couple. Both were remarried and then divorced again while I was a child. My sister and I were primarily raised by my mom in a single-parent household after my dad left and was not consistently involved in our lives. My mom struggled with mental illness, and as a result, our childhood was unstable. We were exposed to drug and alcohol abuse, physical abuse, and verbal abuse. My childhood theme was worry, insecurity, and fear. As a result, I focused on school, sports, and friends, trying to be the perfect child and stay out of trouble. There was no daily pursuit of faith in my household. At this point, I did not have, nor did I understand what a relationship with Christ was. I found myself at the University of Oklahoma after graduating high school, pursuing a degree in nutrition. During college, I began to think that if I worked hard enough to make my life different than it was during my childhood, I would be happy and fulfilled. I looked to friends and relationships with guys to distract me from my insecurities. In 2005, I met a handsome, also blonde, hilarious guy, and I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yeah. Thank you. After I met Leanne, I pursued her strongly and with my great personality and dash of good looks. It didn't take long for her to come around. We began a serious relationship shortly after meeting. In our early relationship, an important part of our socializing, our life was socializing and drinking with our friends. As time went on, Leanne became less involved in the college party scene and I continued, or revved up my partying. When confronted by Leanne about my drinking, I had the excuse that it was not a big deal because I was still in college and that was normal. We were married in 2008, just before I graduated from college. We moved to Dallas a month after our wedding. We were newly married, working full-time, and my drinking continued with a shifted excuse that it was necessary for networking at work functions. In our early marriage, conflict resolution and communication was difficult. Since my parents never argued in front of me, I never saw an example of marital conflict resolution. Leanne had only seen conflict in marriage result in divorce. With my tendency to withdraw and a lack of leadership, this led to lots of unresolved conflict in our marriage.
After a year of dating Jared, my father passed away suddenly. This was the first time I felt distance from Jared, and I did not feel supported by him through this loss. Even with our struggles during dating, I was convinced marriage was the answer to all of our problems. Because after all, I was just seeking happiness. I was looking to Jared for the security that I had always longed for in my life. I brought many insecurities from my past, and it led to mistrust with Jared. Jared's family is amazing. I have very faithful in-laws who immediately started sharing the gospel with me and had been praying for me long before they met me. I did not respond at the time, but one day I would understand their pursuit of Jared and I.
Less than a year into our marriage, I had to start traveling for work. I spent weekdays away from home and came home on the weekends. Alcohol was no longer filling the void, so I turned to drugs. On and off for the next 4 to 5 years, I would use drugs to cope with the stress in my life. It was an escape for me, and I hid it from Leanne. I did find moments of real conviction when I thought about how I was failing to lead my family as a father and husband. I would find myself praying to God that Leanne would catch me so I would be forced to make a change. Where I can be described is in Psalms 69, 1 and 2. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk into the deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and a flood overflows me. God was faithful and answered this prayer. In 2014, Leanne found out and confronted me about my drug use. After initially denying it, I finally confessed all that had been happening. Although this was an important first step towards healing our marriage, it was temporary because we were still looking to all the wrong things to fix our marriage.
While Jared traveled, the physical distance led to more emotional distance between us. We had our first child in 2011, and my life was forever changed. I was able to find a new identity, security, and happiness in being a mom. This only gave me more things to feel like I needed to gain control over. I was a worried mom and a distant wife. I did not give Jared the attention or love that a life is called to give her husband. A wife, not a life. help me. After we had children, Jared's drinking did not seem to be as frequent, but the conflict in our marriage continued to escalate each time he drank. I would react to his behavior by threatening to leave with our daughter if he did not stop. I was in denial that I had any part in our marital problems. While Jared withdrew, I gladly stepped up and became controlling of our life, our family decisions, and our schedule. We had our second child in 2013. My day-to-day life was busy with two kids, and I continued to allow our marriage to become less and less of a priority. When I found out about his drug use, I was devastated. My reaction when I found out was to ask him a lot of questions and then give him an ultimatum: get help or lose your family. Once again, I wanted him to be fixed since I thought he was the problem. I was in complete denial that I had any part in our broken marriage. Proverbs 21 speaks of the wife that I was: better to live in the desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. After a few months of trying to fix our problems alone and being very isolated, we heard about Reengage. We decided to go, even though I was extremely scared. I hoped to see major change in Jared. Little did I know how much change needed to happen in me. It was easy to be deceived to think that Jared was the major problem, and he just needed to stop doing drugs, drinking, and withdrawing, and all would be okay. I was in for a rude awakening. During our time at Reengage, God started working on my heart.
When I came to Reengage, I did it reluctantly. I knew I wanted my marriage to be better, and I knew I didn't want to lose my wife and kids. So I agreed to bear down and push through it. Every week we came, and we found a little more hope. We found much encouragement and love from very great leaders, Clark and Candy Lauderdale. Nod. A very important part of this moment in our story needs to be highlighted. Reengage was not what saved our marriage. Clark and Candy were not who saved our marriage. Yes, the Lauderdales were instrumental in God's plan to bring us closer to Him. And yes, the Reengage material was tremendously helpful in equipping my wife and I to address and work through issues, seek and offer forgiveness, better communicate, better serve, and better understand one another. But even after finishing Reengage, I was still missing the key ingredient to really equip me to lead my family well. That ingredient was my relationship with Christ. I hadn't fully returned to Him. But once I made that decision to swallow my pride and admit I needed God, I found, even after being gone for so long, a father that never stopped awaiting my return. a father that still had open arms ready to receive his imperfect son. Job 22:23 says, if you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness far from your tent. The moment I returned, I found that restoration in Christ. I found that a weight I was not intended to carry was lifted from me. Our marriage is far from perfect, and we still fall short every day. But he is always there awaiting our return with open arms.
While doing a lesson on God's grace during Reengage, I learned about the undeserved love that the Lord has for me. I started to understand that God loved me, no matter what I had done in the past. I saw that he had not forgotten me, even in the most difficult moments as a child. His plan was beyond my understanding. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and future." I was not perfect. I had sinned, and I had not been a devoted wife. I was investing in everything but my marriage. The Lord knew I would fall short in this life, and he sent his son to die for me so that I would no longer have to be separated from him. As a parent, I had to soak that in. He let his son die for a wretch like me. I had been seeking a secure and happy life, but I had missed the most important part. He is all the security that I need. With a lot of guidance from Christian women, I began to pursue a relationship with the Lord, put my focus on him, and he began to do work in me. The Lord showed me that I had part in our marital problems. The Lord showed me that I was looking for Jared to be my security and happiness. I was not giving Jared the opportunity to lead or trusting that he was able. I had been trying to control him and his actions for so long that it forced him to withdraw. I found that when I stopped trying to control our marriage and our lives, Jared began to seek the Lord to lead. There is no greater joy to me than having my husband take that role in our family. As a daughter of Christ, I have learned many things. I started as a fearful, anxious, self-centered, and mistrusting woman. I now seek to be more trusting, God-centered, and content. A verse that I have relied on many times as a believer is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
It has been amazing watching Leanne transform into a God-fearing wife and mother. Immediately after turning her life over to Christ, she heavily pursued a personal relationship with him. It was extremely encouraging to watch, and it motivated me to be the husband and father that I knew God had called me to be. I had the privilege of baptizing my wife 2 years ago.
Yeah, there we go. So this used to be the end of the story that we told, but in March of 2018, the Lord began to work on us again. After a minor outpatient procedure, my surgeon accidentally cut my intestine. Okay, sorry. I was suddenly in the hospital fighting for my life. We were looking at an unsure tomorrow, frustrated with the mistake of the surgeon that changed our lives. In the most difficult circumstances we had ever faced as a couple and family, I felt like we had stepped into battle with no weapons, but I was mistaken. God had given us all we needed. Can you read the verse for me?
In Ephesians, I'm helping us. In Ephesians 6, 13 through 17, it reads, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Jared didn't just lead our family through this battle. He picked us up and carried us on his back. Jared did not do this by his own strength. He sought the Lord's strength. He prayed relentlessly. He trusted the Lord's plan for us was good. He accepted help from our wonderful family and community, and he looked good doing it. 5 years ago, this trial would have looked very different. It would have been full of destruction in our marriage and in our family. I'm thankful for the complete transformation in my husband. It is a change that the world would have told me couldn't happen, a change that doesn't make sense. People once advised me that I didn't deserve what he was doing in our marriage and hinted towards me needing to leave him. If I had listened to that advice during those dark times in our marriage, I would have missed out on these wonderful years with a man who loves me well. Our children would have spent the last 5 years in a broken home. The Lord was faithful to give me a slow but steady recovery, and he opened my eyes to see the gift of life. We celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary on Thanksgiving Day last year, and to say it was a thankful Thanksgiving is an understatement.
And lastly, we realized through our trials that we must consistently be on guard. In our small successes, we always see common factors. Here's a list of 5 C's that we would like to share with you. Community. Surrounding ourselves with a community of other Christ followers has been essential. 2, confession. Keeping short accounts with one another, confessing and asking for forgiveness when we do stumble. 3, circle. Staying in our own circle and continuing to do work on ourselves, overlooking small offenses with one another. Commitment. Never turning our back on the covenant that we made to stay together and pursue oneness in our marriage. And lastly, Christ. Most importantly, keeping Christ at the center of our marriage. When that relationship does not come first, our other relationships suffer. A gift that God has given our family is to have our children grow up in a home that is not broken.
Thanks for letting us share.